This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Donny Osmond Day. We've kind of named it Donny Osmond Day. I've got so many people tweeting me and twittering and just saying, oh, Donny Osmond's coming in for a pre-record for In Conversation. Yes. And then I mentioned it because Lisa Aziz is a big fan of Donny Osmond as well. And I said, we're going to be recording in the little studio, which we use for the videos which we made. Clive Bull recorded his in here. I recorded some of mine in here. I think Duncan recorded some of his in here, or perhaps he did it somewhere else. Anyway, and so Donny's going to practically be on my lap in here. Well, Lisa Aziz was beside herself, absolutely beside herself. She went, oh, don't, I'm so jealous, so jealous. Everybody wants to see Donny Osmond, and I'm the lucky chap who gets to talk to him for today. So we'll come round to that one a little bit later on. And it was going to be Ray Winston as well, but because of a couple of family problems, we're rescheduling him, I hope, for Thursday. Hugh Grant's in tomorrow, so that's going to be nice. Also, Lord Sugar's latest batch of apprentice hopeless people. And here they all are, coming up with the usual claptrap that all the other ones have come up with. So, from East Kilbride, it's somebody called Scott, and this is what he says. From the minute I wake up to the minute I go to sleep, making money and conducting business is on my mind. You boring little useless person. Another one here. This is, he's a social worker. I can deliver in minus 50. I can deliver in plus 10. If we went to Mars right now, I'd find a way to be excellent. Do you think somebody writes this for them? Because I don't believe they've actually got the intelligence. There's another one here from London called Sanjay. And he says, if I had to choose between friendship and profit, I'd choose profit. I'm not in the process to make friends with people. I'm here to win. They sound quite ghastly, don't they, really? They really are horrible. Absolutely horrible. There's another one here. This is a 25-year-old who's a marketing manager. His name's, I don't know what his name is, actually. Could be anybody. Anyway, he says, I'm fearless, and if I don't shut up about something, you should just trust it's a well-thought-out decision. They've all been given little suits to wear. They're all a bit pathetic, actually, and you know that you're going to find them all terribly irritating. And at the end of the day, 90% of them will just disappear. It's no good sticking on a pair of glasses and trying to pretend you look intelligent because you don't. There's a woman here who's from Leicester, one from Peterborough, and this one here from Leicester is the owner of an aquatic swimming academy. For that reason, she teaches a few people to swim. And she says here, the other candidates will underestimate how feisty I am and how I will fight and prove I can get to the end. What a load of codswallop, honestly. One from Dublin. I am street and people savvy as well as being business savvy. In other words, they know nothing at all. Awful, isn't it, really? So there they are, the latest bunch of apprentice losers. It definitely is real. Chloe Jasmine Michello's mum defends the X Factor singer's posh accent. This featured in the paper the other day. She was branded a fake when a 2006 X Factor audition tape revealed her speaking without her posh accent. Now her mum, Denise, has spoken out in her daughter's defence to say the accent definitely is real. Because you remember, her father's already written to me as well, and now her mum has spoken out. You mustn't get involved. You've fallen into a trap here, and it could do her real harm. Really, you must not fall into the trap of commenting on something. You must leave it completely. Chloe has had elocution lessons since the age of 11 as part of her drama school background. She's worked as a model. She's done all sorts of things. But the parents must not get involved. They really mustn't. It's going to come back and bite you on the bottom. Because people can go, oh, they don't care. People don't care. They just want to know if they can sing. Greg Wallace, as you know, was kicked off Strictly. Only because he can't dance. And he was dressed up as a chef, which he's not. He's a fruit and veg barrow man. It's as simple as that. And 8.81 million people tuned in to see the judges' house. They were fighting back, but BBC Strictly is winning the battle. I think because you've seen it all before. I think you've seen it, and you're not really particularly bothered, are you? Ellie Goulding arriving at the X Factor studios to pass on words of wisdom. They don't need words of wisdom. I mean, I'm surprised, actually, that people like Ellie... We know why Cheryl Hula Hoop Codswallop Spaghetti Bolognese is on the programme. It's to further her own career at this lame attempt at miming. You know, what on earth Ellie Goulding is seen doing there, I've got no idea. I mean, even she must realise... Perhaps she needs the money. Perhaps she needs the money. I don't know what on earth she's doing there. Because, you know, it's a karaoke competition. It doesn't matter whether they can sing or whether they can't go singing. Because they'll get in a studio and it'll be auto-tuned. Makes a difference. I heard a few of them the other day. They were absolutely, they didn't sound right. It was a little Boise band. They all had to go singing, and then Cheryl looks to one side as if to go, oh, wow, I believe they can sing. And I'm going, you're tone deaf, love, aren't you? You are tone blooming deaf. Jessie J went busking at London's Camden Market in her fedora and wool coat. So well done to her there. Didn't exactly pull the best crowd I've ever seen. But she was OK. Millie McIntosh, good God, she's not still going, is she? And she was out. I don't know, she's got no sense of fashion at all. She's very plain and ordinary, isn't she, poor old Millie McIntosh? She went to Estee Lauder's event and she was wearing a fur jacket. God, I'm hoping it's faux fur, dear. It is fur faux, thank God for that. But also, what's she doing there? This is Professor Green's wife. And they say showing off her slim figure. She's just plain, just very plain, not particularly talented at all. Amy Willerton, good God, you're not still going, are you, love? Yes, apparently she is. And she went along to some show the other night. And they obviously go through the list of people, you know, who's available. You can have Christine Bleakley. She'll turn up if you send her the minicab. And they go, oh, yeah, who else? Amy Willerton. Oh, God, have you got anybody else? Not really, no. All right, we'll take Amy Willerton. We don't want Christine Bleakley because she'll be doing something else. And here is Kimberly Garner. Who in God's name is Kimberly Garner? Did you know who she was? You don't know who she is. That's her there. If I show you a picture, you know who she is now? No. See? Nobody knows who you are, Kimberly. If you turn up looking like an old brass, OK, in Leicester Square, when it's freezing cold outside, looking like the cheapest tart in the world, you're going to get lambasted. OK? She was at the Love Rosie premiere. Who is she? She's apparently from Made in Chelsea. What in God's name are you wearing, dear? Do your parents approve of this kind of thing? They say she may not have had a role in the movie. She's 25. I don't know what you're wearing, dear. I mean, this funny little pose. Where'd you learn that? Is this on the internet or something? Where you stand with one toe pointing down to the ground. That's all she is. And she's looked thrilled to be mingling with the stars. I mean, to be honest with you, I bet they'd be less than thrilled if they discovered you're just some bimbo from a reality show on the television. Not very good. Simon Cowell smokes. And here he is, having a quick cigarette on the carpet. Everybody knows he smokes. He's smoked for donkey's years. He's quite happy smoking. But I didn't know he actually smoked on the red carpet at the Pride of Britain Awards, having a quick cigarette. I forget which brand he smokes. Even Lauren didn't look very happy. But there again, what's he going to do? Turn around and go, what do you think? Do you think I'm going to stop it? Absolutely not. Rita Ora, stepping out wearing Mickey Mouse ears the other day. I don't know whether or not she's all there in the real world. It's a funny thing to wear. But I suppose it's a good way of getting yourself some publicity. So she stepped out the other day in London. Luckily, there was a photographer there to record the scene. Steve Jones has settled down. He's got married to Felicia Jackson in a secret ceremony, which is great. Takes him off the shelf. They always used to say, you know, that he dated Pamela Anderson. She didn't know who he was when she was questioned. They said, oh, so what about Steve Jones? And she went, who's that? They went, oh, it's somebody he went out with. Because he sort of made a career out of talking about who he's actually bedded. He kind of died in America. They sent him over there and he didn't do very well. So he came back and they stuck him in a pair of glasses to try and make him look intelligent. But it just didn't work. I don't know what he's doing at the moment. I think he met her when he was working as a presenter on the ill-fated Simon Cowell's X Factor over there. And so they've now tied the knot, which is great. Celebrity new photo hacking continues, just when he thought it didn't. This is Hulk Hogan's son, Nick Hogan, who's the first male victim. And the reports of his, the images, he says, go back as far as his school days. So, I don't know really. To be honest with you, I didn't even know Hulk Hogan had children. But he has. People who were done at the time were Joanna Krupa, the Mirror celeb trying to contact him, and then lawyers acting for Jennifer Lawrence, Rihanna, Cara Delevingne, have threatened to sue Google for $100 million. I mean, I wouldn't mind, but, I mean, Rihanna and Cara Delevingne, don't they take their clothes off anyway? Hey, Cara, Cara, just can you get them out for us? Thank you. It's about, you know, why would they bother about that? Who cares? She's not even that attractive. Kelly Brook's been in contact with Tom Evans after a bitter split from David McIntosh. She obviously just likes regular sex, doesn't she? And if one person falls out of her bed, then she finds somebody who she's been out with before. And so they've got in contact. Even though they say that Tom is dating his Strictly Come Dancing partner, Yvetta. Is there anybody British on the Strictly Come Dancing partnership thing? I don't know. Paris Hilton's done a perfect selfie, ruined by there's a toilet roll in the background. Bless her, bless her. And Prince Harry pays tribute to the inspirational British Armed Forces Invictus Games team. So they're the Pride of Britain Awards, and he brings on his games team. Because if it's got Prince Harry there, you have to pander to him and go, oh, you're really good, you're really good. Apparently you've got to say that to Hugh Grant. I saw him being interviewed. He said, I like being told how good I am. So I'm going to start my interview tomorrow with, you are really good, really good. Pride of Britain Awards, the only place that actually took bothered taking a picture was Celebrity News, which didn't make it into any of the newspapers. Chloe Sims and Jasmine Wallier making a bold statement. Chloe Sims just looks slightly peculiar. The dress, dear, for old ladies, but suits you perfectly. And another one here, Jasmine. As I say, we can't really remember who you are, but it must be so funny when you see real celebrities there and you're the only one who's off a reality show that nobody knows who you are. They go, sorry, who are you, darling? You're what? From a reality show. How lovely. Amanda Holden, looking good. Sarah Jane Crawford and Abby Clancy, but she'll turn up to the opening of a fridge, which was lovely. And everybody else. You know, the usual bunch of people who turn up for a free dinner. Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini, Bolognese, whatever it is, was there wearing... I don't know what she was wearing, actually. I mean, a very funny umbrella she's holding. And then you suddenly realise that you could take the wag out of Newcastle, but you can't take Newcastle out of the wag, can you? Whatever you look at it, she's still a chav. You couldn't tart her up to make her look classy if your whole life depended on it. You really couldn't. Mylene Klass and Louis Walsh going for a cheeky snog, and that's about as far as it will go. And... not only does he get to work with Cheryl every day, but he has the likes of Mylene. Yeah, but he's not interested, you know, not interested. We like him. And so they were all, everybody hanging around, and there's somebody from McBusted there. Actually, it must be quite fun going to these, because it's wall-to-wall celebrities. And then you've got the dribblers hanging over the side of the thing. Oh, take a picture with me. And most people don't. Lots of flesh was exposed, and all sorts of people here. Cheryl Meatloaf, whatever she's called now, apparently showing a lot of flesh. And most of the other ones actually showing quite a bit of flesh, which is OK, because that's how you get the publicity nowadays. If you don't show a bit of flesh, who's going to be interested? Who's this? Mila Kunis. She is Ashton Kutcher's other half, isn't she? She doesn't look very old to me. She looks very young, but I don't know what she's famous for. I know she's an actress, but is she famous for one film in particular? Anything you can think of? A few things. Sorry?
Ted.
Steve, I do beg your pardon. Have we not been introduced? God, dear. The old ones are the best, ladies and gentlemen. Ted. Was that the story? Was that the teddy bear thing?
Yeah.
Was it? I never saw that. It sounded rubbish. Khloe Kardashian getting a metallic neck tattoo. Don't worry, it's only temporary. Everybody's into these. Have you got any? No, you haven't got any tattoos, have you? No. Your mother'd freak. I don't think you're supposed to have tattoos. I think years ago they're for sailors or people of limited intelligence. But now I know so many people who've got the blasted things. And I have thought about it on odd occasions. But believe you me, it ain't happening this year. And talk about it's happening again. David Lynch has said that Twin Peaks is set to return with a new series. This is going to be in 2016. So for fans of Twin Peaks, it's coming back. Lovely. So the cult classic show set to return, but not till 2016. I'm set to return tomorrow morning. That is a slick link. That is a link you won't find on any other radio station. You only get it from me on this free podcast. And we'll do it again tomorrow morning from 4. Have yourself a lovely, lovely day. Batten down the hatches. It's in for a very wet, bumpy ride. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 4. Till then, au revoir.
Listen to Steve Allen live every weekday from 4 till 6:30 on LBC.